Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Listen, I want you to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now, it's going to read quickly, but it's a familiar story. But of course, when the Spirit of God gave me a fresh view on this text, it was for those who would be here today. I said it was for those who would be here today. I'm going to say it one more time. I said it's for those who would be here today. Now you give God for a fresh revelation on his word. Give him a hand of praise. Luke 17, beginning at verse 11. Rita.
Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse 12, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Mm-hmm. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Mm-hmm. Verse 16. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Mm-hmm. Verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Verse 18, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Verse 19, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to just for a little while speak from the subject. Thank God for the one. Thank God for the one. You may be seated in God's presence as we open this word up to you today, my brothers and sisters. One of the things I've discovered in most of our minds and our thoughts when it comes to generating a thought of whether a thing is successful or not, or good or not, is mostly by the numbers that we count. And many times we don't recognize that numbers play an important role in the plan of God. But God is able to make numbers count when numbers are small. And I need you to know there is a reason why Jesus handles this situation the way he does. And I just want to walk through these verses right quick, and I want to give you four important observations in the text. Now, Rita, start off at verse 11. We're going to walk through quickly. I just want to point out some things as we go. Verse 11.
Verse 11. And it came to pass, mm-hmm. as he went to Jerusalem, mm-hmm. that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Okay, 12.
And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just tell you, when he came through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, it was purposed to come this way because between those two towns was a village called Leprosy Village. And Jesus knew that lepers were there, both of the Samaritans and of the Jews. One of the things that was interesting was that the Jews and the Samaritans had no dealings. They had no fellowship. Matter of fact, they didn't even like one another. But yet, when they had leprosy, it was an equalizer. There was no big I and no little you. It was everybody is messed up in this village. Everybody is on the same footing in this village. And Jesus didn't go by to see the Jews in the village or just the Samaritans in the village. He went to see the lepers in the village. All right, verse 13, if you will.
Verse 13. And they lifted up their voices, mm-hmm. and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
All right. Now listen at this. One of the things that you need to understand is with leprosy. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of leprosy, people with leprosy, but they become maimed and their fingers draw up and parts of them at times fall off and their skin is all scaly and ashy white. And when they get to a certain point in the leprosy, just as in all sickness, they lose the power of their vocal cords, and they're usually only able to speak above a whisper. But these 10 lepers had the ability to cry out to Jesus. First of all, point number one, they all had expectation of healing. They all had expectation of healing. It didn't matter whether they were Samaritans or Jews. They all expected Jesus, if he were to come that way, to heal them. Why? Because they knew him as a healer. They knew him as a miracle worker. And they knew him as a teacher. And none of them knew him as a savior. Excuse me. Now, because they all had expectation of a healing from Jesus, point number two, they all had faith. All of them had faith. All 10 of them had faith. Now, they were in a condition, if Jesus had not healed them, they would have died of leprosy because there was no cure for leprosy. And they, according to the Leviticus law, had to be separated no less than 300 feet from anybody who was not leprous. and had not had that experience. And they'd have to cry out, unclean, unclean. And so many people avoided this village altogether because they did not want to come near nor see that horrible scene of those who had leprosy. So they used their voice to raise up and cry out and call Jesus by name and called him Master. Verse 14.
Verse 14. And when he saw them, mm-hmm. he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest.
Now notice it doesn't say, and when he heard them. It said, and when he saw them. Now, Jesus wanted to come close enough for them to know that there were no dangers in that water for him. That he wanted to see them close up and personal. That he wanted them to know if they called his name, no matter who they were, what their condition was, Jesus was coming. And when he came close to them, he told them, go show yourselves to the priest. Now, point number three, and I'm almost through. They were all, 10 of them, obedient. They were all 10 of them obedient. Listen, they were all expectant of the healing powers of Jesus touching their lives. Two, they all had faith. They all believed for themselves that they would be the recipient of the healing ministry of Jesus. Three, they all obeyed the word of the Lord Jesus, the master of the word. And so when he said, go, guess what they did? They got up and went. Now, I want you to understand this. The healing for them happened in their obedience to his word. When he said, go show yourselves to the priest, not one single thing, as you very well know, had changed visibly and physically for them. However, because Jesus spoke it, the miracle had already happened in them. But they never would have partaken in the healing until they obeyed him. Now, there is a word for us to understand here. When the Lord tells us to do something and we're whining and crying to him, Lord, help me. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. I need you, God. I can't make it do. And then he tells you do something and you don't do it and you stay there whining and complaining. I got news for you. Your battle is already fought and won, but you'll never get the spoils of the victory till you obey the Lord. And so they obeyed him and they began to walk. It started off slowly and slowly and slowly because many of them were messed up greatly and it had varying degrees of that point of leprosy. But all of them, with every step, felt a difference, a healing manifesting in their body. They felt God working on them, healing them, bringing them together, making them feel healed from the inside out, and they looked. And y'all know the story. Looked at the hands looked. No. Looked at the feet, yes, yes. But more than all of that was the fact that Jesus simply spoke a word and they obeyed that word and the healing that they looked for. Because may I suggest to you again, they knew without Jesus they would die in that place called Leprosy Village. So now, here we go. Verse 15 and 16. Read it.
Verse 15. And one of them.
Wait. Say it again.
And one of them.
Wait. Say it again.
And one of them.
Just one more time.
And one of them.
Amen. Go ahead on.
Which, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice.
With a what kind of voice?
A loud voice.
With a what voice?
A loud voice.
Can I tell you, you can't praise God with no little low, barely opening up your mouth voice. When the Lord has blessed you, you ought not be ashamed to open up your mouth. I don't care who's looking, who's listening, what the situation is. When you couldn't hardly speak and God gave you your vocal cords back and gave you the ability to open up your mouth wide and say, oh, thank you. You ought not be ashamed, because you don't know, like I know, what the Lord has done for me. And you can't tell it like I can tell it.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not ashamed to say he's been good. Listen, he wasn't concerned about the others. He wasn't waiting on nobody else to help him. When he saw, he turned. Can I tell you, sometimes you got to praise him all by yourself. I ain't worried about nobody looking at me crazy, because you don't know what I've been through. And you don't know who brought me through. So excuse me. Come on, come on, Rita. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Thank you for that praise break.
And he fell on his face. At his feet.
At his feet, Jesus' feet.
Giving him thanks.
Giving him thanks.
And he was a Samaritan.
Now, it's interesting, Luke points out specifically that he was a Samaritan. Now, I think it's important to help you to understand that the reason Luke, and of course, Luke was a writer universally to the Gentiles as well as to the Jews. And so Luke always fashioned his writings to bring in and to uplift the Gentiles. So he specifically makes reference to the Jews who were entitled to the healing. The bread belonged to the children. The Samaritan was not a child of God or was not one of the chosen of the people of God. So he was not entitled to healing. But because he called on Jesus and Jesus heard his cry, and Jesus answered his cry, and because he had faith in Jesus, and because he expected something from Jesus, and because he was obedient to Jesus, he got his healing also. Now listen at this. Because He gave what he could to Jesus by way of obeying him at his word. He knew he was not worthy. He knew he was not entitled. But he did not expect Jesus, if he ever came that way, to heal the Jews and leave him in leprosy village unhealed. So his faith was just as believable as the other Jews' faith was in Jesus. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus don't generalize, he personalizes. Some of y'all gonna catch it. He's not concerned about what they say. He's concerned about what you say. You remember when he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And they begin to tell him all these different people. And then he said, that's enough of that. Who do you say that I am? And it was at that point that God the Father gave Peter the revelation. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he had to tell him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed that unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And this Samaritan had the kind of faith that moved Jesus. But he had the kind of gratitude that touched Jesus. His faith moved him to heal him, but his gratitude touched him. So much so that he called out the nine. Were there not 10? Healed, cleansed. But where are the nine? Now let me throw this revelation out on you. Because a lot of you may not get this unless the Spirit of the living God reveals this to you. One from 10 leaves 9, right? All right. But 1 of 10 is a what? 10th. A tenth is a tithe. Now listen. He gave the healing to 10, but only a tithe of them gave God glory and thanked him. Let me help you understand something that God wants us to understand. When he blesses us, it ties back into the fact that he says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. But he says something else. He says, prove me, try me, trust me. See if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I want you to see something else. Because he came back and gave the tithe of praise. The only one who gave God glory and gave Jesus thanks and praise, it was the tithe. He got what the rest of them didn't get. Rita, Read verse 17 and 18 right quickly again.
Verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Mm-hmm. But where are the 9? Verse 18. There are not found that return to give glory to God, mm-hmm. save this stranger.
Now hold up right here, because this, he says, save this who? Stranger. Now that's in the King James Version. In several other versions, it says foreigner. Save this foreigner. In the Message Bible, it says this outsider. Listen at me now. Now, this outsider, this foreigner, this stranger got something that the other 9 didn't get. Read verse 19 and I'm closing.
Verse 19. And he said unto him.
And he said who?
He said unto him.
To who?
To him.
Not them?
Not them.
Not them?
Not them.
To who?
To him.
All right.
Arise.
Arise.
Go thy way.
Go thy way.
Thy faith.
Thy faith.
Had made thee.
Had made thee.
Whole.
Whole. Now, some of y'all heard it, but y'all didn't hear it. Because notice he didn't say, thy faith hath made thee cleansed. He said, thy faith had made thee whole. The other 9 were cleansed. But he was the only one who was made whole. Now notice he told all 10 of them, go show yourself to the priest. So the 9 of them went to show themselves to the priest. But what they didn't realize, that before them stood the prophet and the priest. The prophet told them, go show yourself. And when he told the man, arise, the man stood up in front of the priest. Jesus is prophet, priest, and king. And he told the man, go thy way. You don't have to go see a priest, because you're talking to the priest of priests. And not only have I declared you clean, but I've declared you whole. That means not only have I cured you of leprosy, but I've given you soul salvation. You are whole on the outside and you're whole on the inside.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do 3 things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you, and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-8-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Broadnax will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave